My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Back to these calls, 888-808-1019. This malfunction again at the back of the Yankees bullpen. I mean, the bad news is Clay Holmes is broken, and Clay Holmes cannot be trusted, and Clay Holmes must be moved from the closer role. And listen, the Yankees are far from perfect, but to me, the Yankees closer is by far and away, despite some other holes, as we've alluded to, their biggest problem. And if they rectify this, and my solution is just give it a shot with Luis Gil, who maybe has the best stuff on the staff, you are able to circumvent, I believe, other issues that the Yankees have had all year.
You see, I think it's just one of many problems. I don't even think it's their biggest problem. I think they got issues in the starting rotation. They've got issues in the lineup. They've got issues defensively. They've got issues everywhere. They're a 500 team since June 1st. So I don't even think, let's just say they do rectify the bullpen situation, whether it's Heal or somebody else. I still think they got major issues. I'm not looking at this as, man, this is the one hole that they need to fill. They need to plug this up and get this going, and they'll be a World Series team. And again, with saying that, like, I understand the reality is in this season with baseball, a bad team is going to win the World Series, or a team that's not great is going to win the World Series. Not a bad team. A team that isn't great is probably going to win the World Series this year because there aren't any great teams in Major League Baseball. So the Yankees could be one of them. But if you watch them closely every single night, even if they do fix the closer situation, it's other crap as well with this team that they do that I don't see how they clean it up from now till October.
I mean, the Yankees have had quite the list of closers. You know, certain teams like, you know, Giants, linebackers, or, you know, take any team, you know, Dolphins, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know certain teams associated with certain positions. And the Yankees have always had really, really good closers. You know, going back to Sparky Lyle and Goose and Dave Rigetti and, of course, Mariano, Wetland, Chapman. I mean, there's the David Robertson was really good. Does anybody envision Clay Holmes being on the mound, like, in the middle? Not that all those guys won championships. Rigetti was not the closer. But you get the point. He was still really good.
Who was after Mo? I forget.
After Mo, hold on. So after
Wetland,
was that Robertson? Was that
Soriano? Did they do Rafael Soriano?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's true. Well, Soriano got some run there. But close your eyes and try to envision Clay Holmes in the middle of a pileup in Yankee Stadium. Everybody jumping on him. Does anybody see that happening?
Yeah, a different type of pileup. Not you know, after celebrating a World Series.
Yeah, exactly. So while, again, you and I, we agree that there's other flaws, where we disagree is I think this is the biggest one because, again, and I'm leaning on the numbers here. When you blow 8 of your last 18 games with an ERA of 6, which is Clay Holmes, that's his numbers recently, and you're now a half a game behind the Orioles in the division, just average performance from the closer role during that 18-game stretch I just referenced, you're 3, 4, 5 games up. And I'll take my chances with Heal.
I would say, in no particular order, starting rotation depth behind Cole, Even Cole is still, now again, minimal question mark in comparison to the others, but I'm still not in my gut 1,000% sure that Cole's going to go out there and dominate the way that he did last year. Mm-hmm. He's going to do that in the postseason. You know, he's got the home run bugaboo, and if he doesn't do it, then I don't trust anybody else behind him. So I have question marks going into a postseason series about the rotation. Gleyber Torres drives me nuts. I know Gleyber Torres is going to cost the Yankees in a big spot.
I can see that play happening in October. I mean, the ground ball up the middle. Okay, how many hits he got?
Yeah, 1,000% he's going to screw that up.
Okay.
Leadoff hitter, whether it's Gleyber or other, that is a question mark to me. Volpe's inconsistency. I'll even give you, like, LeMahieu better not be on the
roster.
He's
not playing.
Okay. So he won't be on the roster. And I'll even give you Dominguez over Verdugo in the outfield.
Mm.
But starting rotation, Gleyber and his gaffes, Volpe's inconsistency, you know, whether it's unknown about Judge in the postseason. Again, these are some minimal concerns, but I still think that there are bigger issues than the closing situation.
I think the failures of Holmes makes it seem a lot worse than it is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.